This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Ha, H-A, first name, Kuyen, Q-U-Y-E-N. The date of birth, August 9th, 1960. Date of evaluation, July 24th, 2025. The chief complaint, 65-year-old Cantonese speaking male who is here for disability evaluation period. The patient reports having undergone cardiac surgery in June 2022 period. He underwent 2-vessel coronary artery bypass grafting period. Since that time, he has had sensation of something in his heart, but no chest pain or dyspnea, period. He has no shortness of breath, period. He has fatigue at 3 blocks, period. His past medical history includes 1, coronary artery disease, next number hypertension, next number hypercholesterolemia, past surgical history, 2-vessel coronary artery bypass grafting. His medications, Tramadol 50 milligrams, PRN, Vemlidy, V-E-M-L-I-D-Y, 25 milligram. The next number, atorvastatin, 40 milligram daily. Losartan, 25 milligram daily. Metoprolol succinate, 25 milligrams daily. Aspirin, 81 milligrams daily. Furosemide, 20 milligrams daily. Clopidogrel, 75 milligrams daily. Jardiance, 10 milligrams daily. Allergies, no known drug allergies, family history. Mother had heart problems. Social history. He is a prior smoker, but none in 2 years. He denies alcohol or drug use. Behavioral systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 145/80, pulse 62, respiratory rate 16, height 64 inches, weight 173.4 pounds. In general, the patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The chest exam reveals a well-healed midline scar, period. Skin reveals tattoos bilaterally. The skin further reveals a well-healed scar involving the right lower extremity, which represents the donor graft site, period. The impression, this is a 65-year-old Cantonese-speaking male who was referred for cardiovascular evaluation, as he had applied for disability, period. The patient overall is felt to be doing clinically well, period. He has findings consistent with New York Heart Association functional class 2, period. He has no current findings of congestive heart failure. He has clear lungs, period. The patient again, has symptoms based on New York Heart Association Class 2, period. Recommendation, patient appears to be on guideline-directed medical therapy, period. He appears clinically stable, period. He has mild limitation only, period. He is able to sit for 8 hours during a day, period. He can occasionally walk up to 30 minutes, period. He is unable to perform tasks requiring lifting greater than 30 to 40 pounds for one third of the day, period. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.